Last Sunday, I experienced a very vivid picture of what Thanksgiving and maybe even what Christianity is really all about. You see, about 20 of our youth group kids set out to bring the fixings for a proper Thanksgiving meal to a couple of families. Now these families probably would not have been able to enjoy a traditional Thanksgiving meal otherwise. So these young people, last Sunday, piled into vans in the cold weather, and they brought three large bags of groceries to each of these folks' doorsteps. The teens then asked the families to come outside, and then one of our teen young people prayed out loud, thanking God for all that he has blessed us with, and no matter what our social position you find yourself in, they thanked him for it. It was all quite moving. And I thought, as I witnessed this entire thing, I thought the youth group had really nailed the essence of gratitude that we see in Deuteronomy 8:10. Deuteronomy 8:10 says, "When you have eaten your fill, be sure to praise the Lord, your God, for the good land that he has given you." And even Psalm 100 in verse 4, it says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving. Go into his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name." And so we did that last Sunday. Our young people hugged the families and left the groceries and then headed off. But then I heard something that painted an even greater picture of what God had in mind when it comes to blessing us and providing for us. See, one of the families who received the food from the youth group had mentioned very nonchalantly to one of our leaders that they were going to share that Thanksgiving meal that we had just brought them. This family, who had just been given two, had immediately made plans to share their newfound abundance with someone else, someone they viewed as having even less than them. And I knew at that moment, Jesus must surely be smiling. Because this kind of attitude, this kind of heart, tugs at the essence of what the church age was destined to be. And I wouldn't be surprised if Jesus called all the angels around him Thursday and had them look down from heaven into this Phillipsburg home at that dinner table where they were sharing this meal, and Jesus look over at the angels and say, "You see, they do get it." You see, gang, thankfulness is really a two-lane road. The first lane is being truly grateful and thankful for what we have received from God. But then there's a second lane. I like to call it the fast lane. That fast lane, the left lane, is designed for passing. And it's designed for passing on the blessings. Using our lives and our possessions and our belongings to help make someone else thankful and grateful. I'd like to show you something. Something that I believe will show you and me that we are all, every single one in this room, we are all on the Thanksgiving road. Now, on this road, some of us may be riding hand-me-down junkyard vehicles. Some may be pedaling bicycles. But we're all on this two-lane road of thanksgiving. Thanking God in the right lane, and then moving over into the passing lane where we pass our blessings on to others. Trust in wealth that is easily lost. Tell them to have faith in God, who is rich and blesses us with everything we need to enjoy life. Verse 18 says, "Instruct them to do as many good deeds as they can to help everyone. Remind the rich to be generous and share what they have." Gang, I believe that no matter what condition we find ourselves in tonight, you and I are rich. Think of the people who actually came up with the whole celebration of Thanksgiving. When the pilgrims celebrated that first giving of thanks, they meant it. They were truly grateful for God's provision and all that they had. Now, they couldn't have been thankful for the heat in their homes because they didn't have any. Yet, they threw a party of thankfulness for that life. And they couldn't have been thankful for their beautiful, stylish wardrobe because they didn't have any. And yet, they threw a party of thankfulness. They couldn't have come up with the Thanksgiving celebration because of the lives of luxury they were living. They had rough outhouses, cold water basin baths. And yet, they're the ones who came up with the idea of throwing a party of thankfulness to God for what they had. There was no government assistance for them, no health care, no financial security, no guarantee for tomorrow, and yet they threw a party thanking God for the life he gave them. There was no eating out, no traveling, no stores, no malls, but they threw a party to say, we are so grateful for what we have. They meant it, and they did a good job traveling the right-hand lane of thankfulness. You and I are rich. And just as Rob Bell reminded us today, God gives us abundance to share, to pass along, not just on Thanksgiving, but every day. For some of us, the left lane, the passing it on lane, may be inviting a friend out to go shopping with you, a friend who's normally left out of those kind of things. Maybe that's what God desires for us, to pass on a blessing. For others, passing along blessings may be sharing some God-given encouragement, some kindness, some generosity. For others, the passing lane may mean using a God-given talent or some God-inspired ingenuity to better someone else. You probably saw, if you've been with us through our announcements over the past few weeks, we've been talking about Operation Christmas Child. Operation Christmas Child is something, is a large ministry where people like you and me get a shoebox. And we fill that shoebox with just some basic needs that people would have in third world countries, people who are not as rich as you and I. And we fill that shoebox with these different things that they recommend, and then you have the opportunity to put a toy in there for a boy or a girl. Then Operation Christmas Child fills it with some truths of the Bible and stories about Jesus. And they take all these boxes, all different places in the world, and they give them to children. I like that concept. We've been doing that here for years. Well, this year, we collected more shoeboxes than we ever have before. But there was one ingenious left lane driving teen who blew me away. This young person from our youth group in his first year of college came up on his own with the idea of making flyers, handing them out in his neighborhood. He stuck them in their mailboxes, which you're not allowed to do, but I didn't tell him. Go ahead, do what God leads you to do. I didn't know anything about this. In this flyer, he talked about Operation Christmas Child. And he said, if you'd like to be a part of this, you merely need to do what's explained here and leave your shoebox on your front porch Friday night. And someone will collect that thing Friday night. Saturday morning, it'll be gone. That somebody was one of our young people. 11 o'clock at night, Friday night, he headed out with empty arms and walked in here Saturday night with 14 shoeboxes from 14 different families who wanted to bless someone else overseas. That's left lane Thanksgiving. Being thankful for what you have and using all of that to pass that kind of blessing on to somebody else. And so tonight, as we close out the Thanksgiving celebration
close out the Thanksgiving holiday, I would love to take this opportunity for us as a church body to travel the right-hand lane. Let's take some time and thank God for all that He has done. Let's take that time as the band comes back and the worship leaders come on back. Let's take the time to thank God for the freedom that we have. The amazing freedom that we have to follow our heart's dreams and to follow our heart's destinies. We have that freedom. Let's thank God for the breath He provides us, the love He sent us, and the future He has bought for us. Let's thank God for all that He has given, all that He has done for us. And then let's remember the challenge, that 1 Timothy challenge, that you and I might check the side view mirror and at this Thanksgiving time, enter into the left-hand lane. Lord, show me how I'm supposed to pass it on to somebody else. Maybe it's letters in mailboxes, looking for shoeboxes. Maybe it's something that we would never have thought of. But let's take the opportunity tonight to say to God, thank you. Now show me how to pass it on.